Blackstone Audio presents The Cranefly Orchid Murders, A Martha's Vineyard Mystery by Cynthia Riggs. For Dionys Coffin Riggs, poet, 1898 to 1997. Chapter 1. When she heard a knock on her door right after Christmas, Phoebe Eldridge was ready to invite the missionaries in for tea and cookies. The only people who called on her without telephoning first, especially this time of year, were Jehovah's Witnesses or the Mormons. They usually were young, usually came in pairs, and usually were dressed nicely. Not in vineyard chic of torn jeans and ratty sweaters that islanders, young and old, favoured. Phoebe lived alone at the end of a dirt road off Tea Lane. Her house was on the bare, rock-strewn top of a wooded hill, surrounded by 200 acres of woods, fields, marshes, and hills. Her property included the great Sachem's Rock. She was disappointed when the caller turned out to be a slim, small woman, much too...